Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, today we have the octave day of Saint Francis de Sales, who is the patron of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, where our Saint Gertrude the Great Church is located. Yesterday I told you about Saint Andrew Corsini, who lived his early years in a bad way, but with Saint Francis de Sales it was totally different. When his mother, Françoise, realized she was expecting a baby, she started fervent prayers to God, begging that God would preserve this child from all evil things of the world. And her prayers were answered. She gave birth to a child who became a saint, spreading the charity and faith of God in the Europe which was so much tormented by wars and religious strifes. Saint Francis was a very beautiful child, and his sweetness right away won the affections of everyone who saw him. But more importantly, he was bright, very patient, modest, and obedient, everything his mother had asked. But still, during his growing years, his mother hardly ever let him out of her sight, in fear that anything bad should tempt little Francis to sin. You remember that from our religion class of today, that you children are like little lambs, always needing guidance and protection from your pastors. The mother of Saint Francis also took good care to have him with her when she visited poor, making little Francis the distributor of her alms. When Francis was little older, his father then ordered that, according to his noble birth, Francis should learn how to ride and how to fence. He did not really like these secular hobbies. He would have wanted to spare all his time to God. But out of obedience, Francis did what his father wanted without murmur. Later he became a priest and a bishop who won so many souls to God because of his own ardent love of God. And this is truly what we have talked in our religion classes, that one must always put God first and showing charity and humility to all. Not because we would always like to do that, or because it would be easy, like Saint Francis had duties to do fencing he didn't like, but we show kindness and charity to everyone because we have duties we have received from God himself. Saint Francis was from a wealthy family, but the burning love which he had for God made him see all his neighbors as his brothers and sisters in God. Like told you, Saint Francis came also from very high nobility family, something which is quite alien in our society. I remember when I was the age of our high schoolers now, there existed a popular slogan which went, "All are different, all are equal." But they who created that slogan did not meant it like Saint Francis, that everyone's equal because they are creatures of God. But the world from which Mother of Saint Francis wanted to protect him tells you that equality means everyone should be allowed to do exactly as he wishes. and this is wrong. Everyone must put God first in their lives, work for the glory of God, and love their neighbor because of the love of God. This is what Saint Francis, our patron, preached, and that is what your teachers and priests tell you, you little lambs. I want to also tell you a historical event about another bishop. Saint Francis is also the patron of the nearby Diocese of Columbus, Ohio, and this diocese was established around 150 years ago. And when it was created, the new bishop, whose name was Sylvester Rosecrans, decided to make a church named after Saint Joseph as his own cathedral church. But if that was supposed to be bishop's seat, the church had to be renovated, so Bishop Rosecrans had the plans made. But then some people of his diocese started to murmur a little. Remember, murmuring, wanting to do your own will instead of God's. So they started to murmur that all this renovation of a church cost way too much money. But Bishop Rosecrans, like a patient pastor and father, gently reproached his little lambs, reminding them of the same fact you children learn in religion class. He said, "This church is built for the most holy sacrament. Our Lord forgot himself for us. Should we not forget ourselves for him? He spent more on us than we are worth. Should we fear to spend anything we have on him? The church is a house for God, not for men, and everything inside is for the owner, not the visitors. Crowds will come to the threshold of this church. Some come in carriages, some on foot. Some come poorly, some come richly clad. But at the door, all distinctions vanish, and the Master greets all alike. It is God's house, and with him there is no distinction of persons." Dear children, this is the true equality, working for God, who is the joint Father and Creator of all human beings. Despite difficulties, this Bishop Rosecrans spent 10 laborious years in renovating the cathedral, but finally he saw his dream, a proper dwelling place of the Lord, ready to be installed, and he solemnly consecrated St. Joseph's as the cathedral church of the Diocese of Columbus on October the 20th, 1878. And only one day later, on October 21st, the day following this consecration, Bishop Rosecrans died when he was only 51 years old. He, like Simeon, had seen his long-awaited Lord now coming to dwell among his own little lambs, so he could now die in peace. You children, you have the privilege of being little lambs of God, working and studying in the school which is right next to the house of God, and which has been built by the enormous effort, but even more with the enormous love towards God by his little lambs. Be as careful to avoid all occasions of sin as St. Francis's mother did, and treat everyone with charity and love. Never get into fight with each other, because all your fellow students and neighbors have God as their Father. You are certainly all different, but your good works, whether big or small, are all equally meant to be offered to God Almighty. your loving and almighty Father. God bless you.